Yesterday we spoke about the Megillah's Tainus, and that there were so many days in the Megillah's Tainus that are listed as victory days for the Jewish people, and you're not allowed to fast on those days. But Chazal came and says, Shulchan Aruch brings, but the Megillah's Tainus, we don't keep that anymore. And the only thing that remained was the Ness of Chanukah. So what we learned yesterday. I just want to, it's a little bit out of the norm for this moment, but I just want to go over the brief history of what took place so that we can better understand the Chanukah halachas and the Yontif of Chanukah as it goes on. So a few hundred years in less than 60 seconds. Probably the most famous Yevani for us is Alexander the Great. Alexander the Great was in the time of Shimon HaTzadik, the beginning of Pirkei Avos. Shimon HaTzadik, Hayom Mishiori, Knesset HaGdola. We have a tradition that he met Shimon HaTzadik. So that was what he was, and he wasn't such a bad guy. He was a great warrior, and he was a student, a Talmud Muvak, of Aristotle. So just so we have a picture in history, Alexander the Great's father wanted him to have the best teacher in the world, so he hired a tutor, Aristotle. And therefore, Alexander the Great was an Aristotelian. And that was really the makor of much of what the Greek empire did over the years. That was the type of Alexander the Great. He died, big machlokes over who should be the Rebbe, you know, so they divided up into four groups, the Greeks, and this one took over Asia Minor, and this one took over and everything, and they're all fighting, by the way, over Israel, like, interesting thing, somehow or another, because it's the land bridge, or for whatever reason, but Shabayim, that those that took over from Alexander the Great, they took this, they took that, but Israel was always a machlokes between them. So they were actually having wars with themselves over Israel. Anyways, all of this, that was like in our years from the Bria. Alexander the Great was in 3430. And, you know, if you fast forward the story all the way through, and what happened is by 3584, let's call it 3600, by the time we got to there, so the Greeks did take over Eretz Yisrael, Assyrian Greeks, and they made a balagan. And the balagan was very simple, that they were secular. In other words, they didn't want Torah schools, they didn't want bris milah to take place, they considered that barbaric, they considered shechita to be barbaric. They didn't like many of the mitzvos that they thought was Shabbos, like you're wasting your time, you're resting. They had, and on the other hand, they were trying to bring in secular influences, which they did, and they brought it to the whole world, which was actually not a bad thing per se, architecture, mathematics, sports. But what they ended up doing at the time of Antiochus is they built a stadium across the street from the Kaisel. Not sure exactly which spot that is, but across from the Beis HaMikdash, they built a big stadium. And it's reported in our sources that the Kohanim will go to the Beis HaMikdash to the Avodah. They go to the stadium and do some sports, watch sports. You know, that was what was going on. And anybody who didn't, like if a woman or a man decided to do bris milah, so it was ad kedei kach that they punished them by death. This was all to sort of clean up the world. That's the way they looked at it. What happened was, at the time of Antiochus, what happened was they came to Modiin, and they found the mishpacha of Kohanim, they were very successful in corrupting Kohanim, paying them off and giving them big jobs in the government. So they were Kohanim, but they were like second temple Kohanim, Shvach. But when they came to Matisyahu, so what happened was that they pressed on him to become Greek and to adopt the thing. Now, so not only, and otherwise we're going to kill you, so not only did he let them kill them, he actually killed them. That was one of the first times in history, maybe since the Moshe Rabbeinu, that was one of the first times in history where instead of dying Al Kiddush Hashem, killed Al Kiddush Hashem. And that started a movement. Started a movement, which was a great movement. We took back the Beis HaMikdash, and Chanukah was the Ness of the Shemen. And then at Kedei Kach, that the Chashmonaim went into power And since they wanted to power, so they themselves became Misyavnim, and they themselves became Tzedukim, and they became secular themselves. So what you ended up with for about 150 years before the Churban Beis HaMikdash was, from a government point of view, a secular government. So it started off as a Davrshe B'Kedusha with fantastic ideas of Kiddush Hashem, ended up a secular government, and during that time there was also a lot of yeshivas and Torah, all kinds of things were there, but it was a secular government with its a Sadducee government, and with all of its with all of that, with everything that means, we can understand a little bit what that means until we got to the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So all this I'm saying just to read you a few lines in the Rambam. B'bayis sheni Chanukah, Hilchos Chanukah Paragimel. B'bayis sheni kishamolchu Yavon Gazru Gzeris al Yisrael ubatlodaitam loynichu oisam lasik b'tayru v'mitzvahs. Right. That's what happened. That the B'bayis sheni, the Yavonim, didn't let us learn Torah and mitzvahs. Upashti yadam b'mamoynam u'b'mnoiseyam v'nichnasu lehechol parts of by pirtzais v'timu v'tayrus. They really didn't like the Beis HaMikdash, these Greeks, because it was a religious thing. They think, I thought everything would be secular. We do it with korbanos and with candles and all kinds of stuff. V'tzar lahem liyisrael ma'od bifnehem. They created great tzaris for Klal Yisrael. V'lichatzum lachatz gadol, great pressure on Klal Yisrael. Ad, says the Rambam, shirichem aleim elokei avoseinu, until Hashem had rachamim on us, Jews, here in Israel. V'hoshiyam miyadam, and he saved us from these Greek rules. V'yitzilam v'gavru b'nei chashmonai, and he gave koach to the b'nei chashmonai ha-kohanim ha-gedolim, v'hirgum v'hoshiyah Yisrael miyadam. And they were able to create, through guerrilla warfare, they were able to actually fight against these Greeks. V'amidon melech min ha-kohanim, v'chazra malchus Yisrael, yeser al mosayim shana. And because of this Hanukkah story, we had the state of Israel, if you will, for 200 years, ad Churban Hasheni, until the second Churban. So Chazal didn't like these Malchus Beis Chashmonai, but in many, many ways. They said they shouldn't have become kings. They should have just won the war and gone back to the Beis HaMikdash. But that's not what happened in history. But the Rambam calls us the 200 years. But the beginning, the moment of independence and the moment of Chazorah, of Yiddishkeit, was on Hanukkah. That's what we're celebrating on Hanukkah, and that's why that didn't become battle from the Megillus Tainus.